Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Coldplay? Coldplay. Coldplay.
That's mm-hmm. like when you put your dildos in a freezer.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's like when you take a shit on a piece of newspaper so you can roll it up and then, you know, like tape it shut and then you stick it in the freezer and it and
what do they
it
call
freezes
that? An Alaskan pipeline or something?
I think that's a good name for it. That's fine. I don't try to really remember these things, but then, you know, you fuck yourself with the poo-poo.
I think it's called an Alaskan pipeline. And they actually refer to using a condom. So you have to take your shite in the condom and then freeze it and then to therefore actually go fuck yourself.
God, do you think it blows up, you know, like you're blowing up like a wiener dog balloon? You know, one of those long balloons that you think, but it's like shit, right? It's just like a tube.
like a shit sample, like the ice samples and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm just having a problem with the logistics here.
The ice cores here. Yeah. Oh, there's way questions on that.
You know, the thing about all those things, like that thing what we're talking about right now, I feel like there are so many different things when I was a kid. Like when you're like 9 to 13 is when you hear about all these horrific things like the Alaskan snow dragon or the hot dog McTwister or whatever the name of each one of these
the
horrific
dog in
things
a bathtub?
Is. And then like as an adult, like I think all of my friends are the most vanilla people on planet Earth. You know what I mean? Like no one is doing anything wildly insane or grotesque that like a 12-year-old like, have you ever heard of this thing I found on the internet? It's like, yeah.
I mean, who
is the Blumpkin, man? The Blumpkin was like one of those ones I remember hearing as a kid, like, what? And it's so timid compared to like the Alaskan pipeline, for instance.
That is vanilla for sure.
I know somebody that would proclaim that they got a Blumpkin one time.
Ugh.
This is a story I really shouldn't tell, so I'll keep it as short as that, other than the quote of, she didn't really have any teeth, and she gave me a gummy on the toilet, and I call it a Blumpkin.
Ugh. I mean, that's pretty solid.
Yeah. Yep. So after all that, this is it worse than
real bad?
I don't know how it could get any worse than all that.
Oh, that is definitely worse. That's an F minus.
You can't fuck yourself with a turd. You know, like you get sick. Nobody's out there doing that.
Correct.
Not that your friends are vanilla. Correct. It's that is a fucking mental health issue if you are freezing feces and then inserting them into.
Everybody knows if you're going to do anything with feces, you're going to fucking put it in a bucket and let it ferment a little bit and just huff those fumes. Like
huff that jankum. You get that shit. Just
if you're going to do anything with feces, that's what you're going to be doing.
I had a guy telling me that he worked at a pizza place where their dough process was, you know, you mix the dough and then you throw it into a big trash bag to let it proof. So they don't even cut it first. They're letting it proof, you know, so the thing blows up and it has all that gas in there. And what they would do is they would tear a tiny hole in the bag that was all puffed up
shit. And
then huff it out. And he was like, I don't know why. Like people and we'd like pass out and stuff. I don't know why it was happening. You'd get high as hell for like a couple minutes. I was like, yeah, because your brain was deprived of oxygen. Mm-hmm. Dude, that's why
that's
happens.
All that is.
You.
Yeah.
Like, you've got a yeast infection in your fucking lung.
You can literally hold your breath and get the same thing.
That's not the dumbest thing you've ever fucking heard.
Well, like, oh, that's really up there. I also remember hearing of a common person we know. Of huffing gas and like passing out on the front lawn. So
yeah. Well, but at least that's like actually, you know, like you're killing some brain cells quick with that one. Like you're gonna feel something, like and not just getting a
not just
a
holding your
yeast.
Breath. Yeah.
The only thing dumber than all that I can think of that I've ever heard is fucking Coldplay. This episode's about Coldplay. Meow, meow, meow. Great. Fuck, I said it. Okay, here it goes. Coldplay.
I mean, that That sums up the podcast, I would say.
The end.
Yeah.
God damn it. British rock band formed in 1997. Frontman, vocalist, pianist Chris Martin Moo and some other guys who get pushed to the background that nobody gives a shit about fucking originally started off their band named Big Fat Noises, but then changed to Starfish before landing on Super Cool Coldplay. Whoa, thanks Wikipedia. You got all the knowledge. What would I do without you? I'm pissed. Fucking pissed.
Oh, this was annoyingly bad.
I mean, listen. The first three albums are time and place albums. Like revisiting them is like, oh man. If in 2000, someone doing watered down Radiohead wouldn't have been so offensive and egregious. Like in the last 25 years, there's been like a number of really interesting bands that have done things better or different or in this style of sort of like alternative, acceptable alternative early 90s rock, because I feel like that's, they're not covering like late Radiohead. They're covering Creep, right? Like they're covering first single that anyone knows by Radiohead, Radiohead. Like
I would actually debate that a little bit. I would. I'd say that these guys, like by the like middle of their career, they sure fucking love the sound of like Hail to the Thief Radiohead. You know, you get like a kind of repetitive, like strummy, kind of aggressive guitar line, acoustic guitar line going, you know, and then everybody builds it up into like a big, you know, it goes from soft, it goes from like, well, there's one guitar to all of a sudden there's like a big, like, oh, there's a bunch of guitars and some drums and stuff. Whoa. And you're being like, ooh, oh, whoa, ah, and you're just fucking yelling at me for no fucking reason about fucking shit.
But which album are you saying is like that? Not the first one.
No, The first one is definitely like, we listened to Creep. We listened to Creep and the Bends. And decided that quiet to loud was our only dynamic, and that we definitely couldn't play guitar as well as those Radiohead guys, but we could write a riff very similar that we just play again and again and again until we build everything up with maybe some strings. Not in the first album. In the first album, not so many strings, but by second and third album, you bring those fake strings in and you make everything louder but start quiet and then it's louder and then you call it Coldplay.
I swear there's many albums every time where I'm like, there is something where it's like, oh, they must have been listening to this band during that. Like, I swear there's one later, like fucking late, where it's like they're trying to be Pink Floyd, like Uma Guma Pink Floyd. And I was like, oh, okay, we're going with solos and shit now, huh? That's cool.
Their bassist is one of the worst bassists. I didn't notice the bass at all until I noticed it. And in one track, I don't know what album, it's literally just dun 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 dun. It's not, there's nothing to the bass line. It's so plain that like it literally is only there to create just a little bit of a bass sound. And for me, like, I don't know. I feel like bass and drums are sort of get sidelined when we talk about music. Not we as in our podcast, but like in culturally, people, unless you're a bassist or a drummer, you're not talking about those instruments. But like the bass is such an interesting and dynamic instrument. And when it goes oppositionally to a lead guitar line or gets a little more complicated and ends up being a lead instead of the following piece, like it's a really interesting instrument and it's so vitally important. But when you sink in to Coldplay's bass lines, you get this repetitive, boring paycheck for a guy bass line. I was like, I said to my partner Nancy, I was like, this is like the most replaceable AI bass line, A, and B, this is the easiest $1 million paycheck I have ever heard. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, guys. It's so bad.
The drums get a little more like, they let the drummer get a little more creative, but the drums are kind of the same thing, where it's just like, you're just playing that fucking rhythm again and again and again. And the guitars too. The guitars, every time I thought that there was going to be like a lead line coming in, like a lead, I mean like a solo, you know, like something where it was the musician saying, hey, let me step up and show you that I can actually play this instrument. Instead of playing the instrument, they just played another line in the song. They just performed another piece that was like, yeah, okay, that's cool, that's there. You played that those four notes that I thought was going to be a solo, and then you just kept playing those four fucking notes again and again and again and again. And like, why, for what? So that fucking Chris Martin can pretend that he's fucking Tom York shopping at the mall?
Yeah, I mean, what is it? Greta Van Vliet, you know? I don't think it's as egregious, you know? Like, it's not one for one. Like, Greta Van Vliet is just writing a Led Zeppelin song exactly how a Led Zeppelin song might have been written. Like, you know what I mean? Yep.
They want to be Led Zeppelin and Rush. They want that.
So badly. Yes. But and his voice is one for one. Like, Chris Martin does sound a little less like Tom York, because, I mean, Tom York is much more of a unique, I think, vocal personality in the popular culture world. So I think Chris Martin leans into the more pop sensibilities with his oohing and aahing, right? Like, and to the point where, like, he uses the same oohs and ahs in the singles off of the second album, A Rush of Blood to the Head. This two singles off that album are the same song. Like, I didn't realize it until I heard them back to back several times in a row. But, like, he does the ooh, ah, that ooh. He uses it slightly faster, but in the exact same key and the exact same notation in the next song. And I'm like, oh my God, this is just a faster version of the last song.
Did you do that?
Why did I
do
never
that
notice
on purpose?
This before?
Did you do that on purpose, or was that like, oh, oops, that's all you got? Fucking,
assuming oops.
there's one of the fun, like, because he constantly oohs and ahs, and because he does try to do a, it's almost like he wants to do that pop alternative, like 90s pop rock band type of thing, but while being Radiohead, while also kind of pushing the boundaries of being like Maroon 5 or One Direction. It starts getting to that, not at the beginning, but he starts pushing, like, there's more of this. It becomes the Chris Martin show, but because he does so much of the oohing and aahing to make his songs generic, I think that's what he's doing, is he's just making his songs sound generic so they fit into the background at the mall. There is on the first album, there's a song called Shivers where he's saying shivers, but I swear to God, it sounds like it's going, here's the shit part. And there's another one on the second album, Politic, where he's saying, open up your eyes. I swear to God, he's singing it, open up your ass. And it doesn't matter what he's saying, 'cause he's just going, ah, usually about the time that the song has been built up to the point where there's too many loud instruments strumming the same shit over and over. What?
I was just gonna say it's specifically the scientist into clocks, because in my place and God Put a Smile Upon Your Face are the ones I think of off of A Rush of Blood to the Head, but the scientist into clocks are apparently the scientist is the most listened to song on A Rush of Blood to Your Head.
Yeah,
it's,
I believe
1.7 billion listens, that song. God Put a Smile on My Face starts off with a minor key, plucky guitar line. Dude, that is dead ass a Radiohead line.
That song
they ripped
is
from
fucking
1998 OK Computer or something.
Straight up fucking Hail to the Thief shit, dude. Mm-hmm. It is straight up Hail to the Thief or something, like a B-side from fucking Amnesiac. It's fucked.
Oh yeah, Amnesiac probably. I think, didn't Hail the Thief come out in 03?
I think so. I don't know.
Somewhere around there.
So it wouldn't have, I'm just saying it wouldn't have been out. So it's OK Computer or Kid A, right? Or like Amnesiac or whatever. Like, he just, like, it's crazy because, I mean, the music's, I don't hate the first two albums. I really honestly do not. After listening to them several times, I like some of the, they use some line six-ish reverby effects occasionally, but for the most part, like the cheese ball nature of it is that it's clearly influenced by Radiohead in a way that is almost plagiarism. You know what I mean? That's why it's frustrating. But like as whole pieces, it's much more palatable. It fits his aesthetic and his sing-songiness. Whereas the later on when they start moving into more electro, Fall Out Boy, Kids Bop jams, it just becomes, it goes from being like, like
Kids Bop jam.
Useless, and silly lyrics that have a little bit of substance to them to becoming just like the most frustrating lyrics on planet Earth. I mean, I don't know. The first two albums work for me. I don't hate them. I understand the albums, time and place.
Well, the coming first two back albums
sound like a band. They sound like an actual band.
And especially going through this whole thing and coming back and re-listening from the beginning, it was very like, oh yes, okay, this is much better. Like, I will take this era versus anything later. Like, hands down.
Thank God.
But it's also one of those things, like, right away you start to notice, like, The Scientist could easily be a follow-up to Trouble, the first fucking song. In fact, I couldn't differ. I knew so many of these songs, and I was like, like, Trouble came on, and I was like, is this the song that goes into Nobody Said It Was Easy to Rip Off Tom York? Yeah. But no, that's The Scientist, right? And then I'm like, wait, is this the song that has like the big heavy strings? That's, oh no, that's Viva La Vida, La Vida, whatever the fuck. You know, is this song It's a Beautiful Day by U2? Oh no, that's the song Speed of Sound off of K and Y. It's X and Y. Oh, it's just
sweet K and Y.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, we got Coldplay here with a Rush of Blood to the Penis Head, K and Y. You know, albums like a Penis Head Full of Creams. Fucking tons of albums by Coldplay that have nothing to do with sexual organs that I
discography that I didn't go, did I hear this before? Like, there's not a single album all the way to the end even, and I don't know those albums. I don't know the songs on them. I got to the last album and I was like, man, every single time a song came on, I wanted to say, did I hear this one or two albums ago? So it's like they're always just like reforming a key that, I mean, like, music is GCD, I feel like, in the Western world, right? Like, okay, fine, we can agree on that. But like, if it's GCD, so many people are doing GCD in an interesting way, you know, like a really interesting, like Run and Gun Blues by David Bowie is a GCD song, and it's weird, and you have to like be paying attention. It's like in these songs, they're like, all right, plinky little guitar. Okay, stop that. Throw in some plinky little key line. Okay, speed those things up. Okay, slow them down. All right, next song, do the same thing, except we're going to reverse the order and we're going to do it faster this time. It's just like, it gets tiring in repeat listens. Like, I can't do these albums more than I've done them. Like, I would, if you just put Rush of Blood or XY or the first one, Parachutes, on in the background, and I heard it once, I would not be upset. But the second time you put that shit on, it becomes like the worst Christmas soundtrack at a job I've ever heard, that has seven songs, and I keep having to fucking hear Feliz Navidad, I Want to Wish You a Fucking Merry Christmas. You know what I mean? Like, it's so repetitive, it's over and over. And I wish that they were better. I wish they were making more interesting songs in general. Like, it's cool that you like Radiohead, and it's cool that you can make a decent ripoff, but like, now do something different
and do something
in a different key, dude. I don't know.
I, even by X and Y, the third album, I'm so over this shit. They sound like U2. They sound like U2 trying to do like 90s and into like 2000s U2 trying to play Radiohead. And even by X and Y, there's so much, like, you're starting to get some of that, oh, these drums sound kind of programmed, or they sound, you know, like computerized to some degree, overproduced, and it's getting a little too poppy. And by the time you hit Viva La Vida, where Brian Eno comes in for some fucking reason, it's just like obvious that you're going to start getting these electro dance pop hits that sound exactly like Scientists, but with the drums being replaced by electronic big booming oonts oonts and fucking weird snares. I don't understand why they do it. Claps, fake hand claps, you know, that shit. By the third album, you can tell they're going to do it, and by the fourth album, they're there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, out of all of the electro dance kids bop albums, Viva La Vida is the only one that, like, at least, like, has some sort of thematic interesting element that it moves through. It's not a good album. I don't think it's good. I would say it's mediocre at best. But, like, it's the only one that, like, is a unified project that doesn't just sound like insipid synths being held for too long while someone whispers, boys are sad and girls are not as sad. Boys aren't allowed to be sad or whatever. Yep. Horrible, horrific, stupid, meaningful. One of the songs, the lyrics in one of his songs is, they aren't dead in Viva La Vida. They aren't dead. They are just living in my head. Like, bro, that is so trite and so obnoxious. And you just, and that's your chorus line?
Hey, there are ghost towns in the ocean. The ocean singing la 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 la. What do you mean these lyrics aren't? What? What's wrong with that? What?
I'll take that over whatever some of the other things that come later are, dude. I don't know. Oh. I feel like the la 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 lay is one of the only melody lines off of whatever album that is that are like interesting, like for what he's doing on that project.
And in that album, there's a boom boom clap song. You know how the fucking 2000s love their boom boom clap, and there's accompanying EP that goes along with Viva La Vida called Prophet's March, where the boom boom clap song gets an appearance from, you guessed it, everybody's favorite rapper for hire, Jay-Z.
Oh boy, look out. Yep.
Fuck you. That fucking song. Song has the line, just because I'm losing doesn't mean I'm lost. And then within like four lines of the fucking song, he ends up saying, I just got lost. So wait. Just because you're losing doesn't mean you're lost, but you're lost. Explain yourself, Chris Martin. Come the fuck on. He also says in that song, just because I'm hurting doesn't mean I'm hurt. It's like, I don't know. It kind of seems like maybe they're...
He went to the DJ Khaled fucking school of shit, dude.
DJ Khaled, another one.
Well, he was on the Hot Wings, the Hot Ones show, like with the Hot Wings and shit. Mm. And he dipped out. He quit. And he was like at the camera. He's like, look, y'all. Just because I quit doesn't mean like I didn't finish. And then the homeboy's like, bro, you literally didn't finish.
Why is DJ Khaled so stupid?
It's fucking ridiculous. What happened to that man?
How did he get famous?
I don't understand it.
Being a producer and just yelling his name randomly?
He was a radio DJ.
Yeah.
Like, how lame is that? Fucking no offense to radio DJs out there. I just mean to go from like you're being DJ Khaled and then being a radio DJ. That's pretty fucking lame. You gotta be a little more humble. You're coming from radio in the 2000s. You need to be a little bit more humble than you are. You saw the guitar thing, right? You saw the guitar, him selling the guitar.
No, I didn't see that.
Hey, it's like a Bob Marley guitar, maybe, too. It's a cheap acoustic guitar that's being sold, and he's the, like, the commercial, he's the salesman, and they got him trying to play it, and he literally, like, it's like somebody who's never seen anybody play a guitar before. He's just kind of, like, moving his hand around and then sometimes hitting strings. He's not like pressing strings down really. Sometimes he's kind of doing some like fingering. And I don't mean like what you do with your mom. I mean like what you do on a guitar. But it's not making any noises. And it's just a fucking amazing that a man who's in the music industry can't even figure out how to pretend to play a fucking guitar.
That guy's a fucking joke, dude.
Fucking joke.
Oh, man.
If I can find it, I'll post it in chat. What, Chris Martin?
When did they get all like weird Christian shit?
It does kind of get there, doesn't it? There was one song even early on that "Till Kingdom Come" that straight up like that song just sounds like something I'd hear at a wedding. It literally is just a wedding song. So many of these songs are fucking Taylor Swift wedding songs.
At a corny wedding, yeah. Like the most milquetoast wedding you've ever been to.
You wouldn't believe how many, as somebody that'll bartend a wedding or two here and there, you would not believe how many weddings are that precise wedding that you're talking about.
Oh, no. I mean, I would, actually. I think I would.
It's so many. It is. It's every one. It's almost every single one of them.
You know how many put on Spotify?
Huh?
We put on Spotify's live. What's the most popular track in the world right now? And the number one track was by somebody that had some name like McKenna McGlurp. It was like a nonsense name to me, and it was like the most insipid pop, almost country, but pop music song I've ever heard, with all of the grossest like mainstream cliches jammed together, and that's the most popular song. Like, if that's the most popular song, then most weddings don't have good music. You know what I mean?
Terrible. You know how many times I've heard Taylor Swift, but it's not Taylor Swift. It is an acoustic guitar instrumental version, and I'll recognize it because I'm a fucking weirdo like that, you know. And I'll be like, "Oh, Taylor Swift wedding, here we go." And then, like 20 minutes later, you'll hear the actual song, or you hear it like in three different. Like, there's the harp version, and then there's the fucking acoustic version, and then you'll hear the real one later when everybody's dancing, followed by ABBA. Dancing Queen.
Oh, you can't have a dance floor without having Queen, dude. It's an unwritten rule as like a wedding DJ.
The last wedding that I worked, it was one of those fucking weirdo Taylor Swift weddings where the pastor was talking about like the woman being submissive to her master, her husband. Fucking weird shit, man. Like gross religious bullshit. And then all of a sudden they were playing like weird booty fucking 80s music. like Wild Thing, you know?
Oh,
and so
yeah,
there's
baby.
All these like real uptight Christians like kind of dancing on the dance floor to "She'd Like to Do the Wild Thing." And what's that one song? Where they're like, "Mazel Tov, fuck. Oh, God, what is it?" I can't think. It's so bad. It's such a fucking... It's a pop song about getting fucked up and, like, driving around town and shit. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. We're talking about Coldplay, who would play at a wedding. They would play at a wedding any fucking day.
Oh, hands down. Any
fucking day. They make an album called Everyday Life about, like, Arabic language and like, or like ostensibly about like Middle Easterners or Arabic people that live maybe in Britain. Like, I don't understand the concept of that album or why they made it, and it seems super try hard and disingenuous. Like,
every
did you guys read about it?
No,
I didn't read about it, but just that album made me very angry.
I'm only asking if, because like, it seems so out of place of the discography, and like the first half is sort of spare and sparse and very light keys, sort of dark plotting, and like really trite lyrics once again, as always, trouble in town. I don't like, I just, but I wonder why they decided to do that. Like, I'm all for like supporting communities that are underserved and ignored in the Western world. But like in this context, it just, it seems like the kind of person who like, you know, is getting a tax break, for doing something that doesn't help anyone. You know what I mean? Like, I just want you to know about this cause.
This album was like that Killers album for me. Remember that?
Yeah. Yep. That one where they were
about their hometown and NPR interviews.
Yeah. Except this one was a little more fucked up because there was like gospel field workers sing along songs. Like you said, the trite lyrics, like the daddy song, the song about your daddy.
The daddy was so weird. No. Like, and the way he sings it too is just off-putting in general, all around. Like that was
the song Arabesque with all the horns, which the horns were kind of cool. And it's the first time really in a Coldplay album where you see somebody, this album obviously had studio musicians that came in and they were like, why don't you guys play any fills? Why don't you guys play your instruments? How come nobody in this band is going, you know, like, why you guys just don't fucking, all you can do is play the fucking riff that keeps the song together? Like, shut the fuck up. So this comes in and then immediately my first thought is, oh, Kid A. That's my first thought is Kid A. You brought horns in and it's the best thing you ever did. You have a song called Guns where you keep forcing me to listen to you say the word fuck in the like least emphatic way ever. So uncomfortable when he curses.
Yeah, it comes off so weird. It's like look guys, I'm fucking cool. And like,
it's fucking crazy. I said fuck. I did it. Well, Disney's gonna be pissed.
Where's that one? I forget what album it's where it's like the fucking sample, and it, like throughout the whole thing, and it's just like some guy yelling at some other guy, and like, it was just so weirdly out of place, like not in a good way.
Is that from Head Full of Dreams?
I think
with Kaleidoscope.
It was so weird. It was just like, why? I've never heard sample work like that they did. And the major time they did it, it was the weirdest fucking sample. And like, they're trying to be edgy because it's like an argument or something. And I'm just, I got nothing.
Man, I can't remember if it was that album or if it was the other one, because Head Full of Dreams had a bunch of weird samples where I think it had like Barack Obama was sampled.
Oh, yeah.
And it at one part. And like during a funeral or something, I don't know. I can't buy anything these guys do. It's all fucking bullshit. The Everyday Life album has a song called Orphans that has little kids singing on it.
Ugh.
I'm telling you, Everyday Life really made me angry.
And that song is the one that's been listened to the most, so it must have been the single. It has 221 million unique listens.
Oh,
I feel like this album is Daddy. This is like their version of Diamonds in the Soles of Your Shoes, except Paul Simon's album actually has some good music on it, even though it's weirdly appropriative. You know what I mean? Like, it's sure. Like they were like, hey, could we get Lady Black Mombasa? But like, no, we can't, because that's been done and we would make it really bad. And are we weird? Let's do something like that, though, and make it really bad. I mean, even the like tones are like, you know, a specific kind of like rhythmic in that song in Orphans. Like, they want the like Afrobeat shit in this song, which is weird because, well, I guess
they the American like American folk, the rhythm and blues, the Afro folk. You know what I mean? They want mm-hmm. the American struggle sound. But also some like Middle Eastern for some, because that's world music, I guess, and that's not white people.
Fucking I think YouTube
that's their
bullshit.
I think that's their whole fucking point of this album is like, we always got to play white people music.
We can do what Bono did.
yeah, you get. What's next? They gonna find a fucking two-piece rhythm and blues fucking rock band and fucking make a movie around it? Like, what? These guys are fucking you too. These guys are totally fucking you too.
Yeah, dude. That I heard so much you too, and it just made me go, well, God damn it. I'm not a U2 fan.
I can see that. I can definitely see that. It's weird that, like, in the beginning of their career, they're very Radiohead, which is very different from U2. But, like, by the time it gets to the last three or four albums, they've, like, leaned into the, like, new age U2 versions and the, like, ones that you would, like, see the kinds of songs that play in the back of, like, an anime music video because they're, like, 2002 cuts of U2 or whatever. Just like, oh, my God. This discography was not the worst thing we've listened to, though. I mean, like, by the time I got to the end, I wanted it to be done, and I was very sad. And, like, that last album, seriously, I really just kept thinking Kidz Bop over and over again. I was like, these lyrics seem like he got them from a sixth grader, you know? Like, he was like, what do the sixth graders think? And, like, sixth graders are more profound than Chris Martin. So, like, he took a sixth grader's work and then he edited it. You know what I mean? Like, it would have been interesting because it would have been like, trees die. Dead trees aren't fun like rabbits. You know what I mean? And that would have made, like, little sense but good sense. You know what I mean? But he was like, oh, wait, no. We're going to change that to trees die. Trees die. And, all right, cool, Chris Martin. You ruined that kid's poem. You know what I mean? Like, It's just painful. And I don't know why all these bands have to become these like synth heavy, like you were known for being a plucky guitar band and you didn't like adapt into like a cool British band that like started getting hectic guitars or whatever. Like the like British bands that are like young people playing really busy guitar is like one of my favorite trends in music. And like all of the time they'll show up and I'm like, oh, I'm so glad this is getting a revitalization. But like, I think it never goes away. It's like, why don't you do something cool, guys? You have so much money and you did the least cool thing you could ever do. But I guess that's how you keep making money, you know?
I think the worst part for me is that by the last album, A, I'm going, what the fuck is your band doing? What is fucking Coldplay doing on that album? Where there's no guitar player, there's no fucking drums. Like, and then I realized, like, fuck, no, what have you guys been doing for four fucking albums prior? Like, you guys have got me listening to fucking pop music, thinking that I'm listening to a fucking, you know, the most bland fucking Radiohead album that I could give my mom. Yeah, but, you know, you got me fucking out here literally listening to goddamn BTS, which I wish.
Oh,
I fucking.
Right?
Yeah, I know shit, though, right? Give me BTS over this any day.
Ah, fuck. This computer's fucking up on me.
Dude, Higher Power is seriously like it sounds like they took the music for Reading Rainbow, but not in a cool way, cleaned it up a little bit, and then just put that bouncy bump like bass line. It's like they choose the cheesiest rhythms, and like some of these songs could be way better if they just didn't lean into like, oh, this is how drum fills work, or like this. We're gonna follow exactly the same speed as every instrument and slow down at every instrument. Like their breaks and the way they change from one moment to the next, they decided to make nothing challenging or interesting. It's just like, I heard music is supposed to be this way. And when you listen to music like that, like it just comes off as stale. And I don't understand how anybody wants that, but I mean, clearly everybody wants that because the BTS song has a billion listens and Higher Power has 333 million listens. Like,
the fuck?
I mean,
I feel like they started off being like, let's be Radiohead. Radiohead is quiet than loud, and they play a little piano, but you know, mostly some like strummy guitars with riffs. And then all of a sudden they heard Kid A and they were like, are those electronics? How did we do electronics? And everybody in the band went, I don't fucking know, dude. And then the record company was like, we totally know. You ever heard Beyonce? And they were like, yeah, that's electronic. That has electronics in it. Let's bring in people that sound like Pharrell and fucking, you know, maybe some like Kesha production or something. And now we're doing the electronic thing that's artsy, like Radiohead, except oops, it doesn't sound like fucking Radiohead at all. And then they were like, who cares? We're U2 anyway. and then Chris Martin went, ooh, and he spun away.
They did a version of Do I Want to Know by Arctic Monkeys from 2008 in 2021 on that album. Like, the hand claps and, like, trying to have a kind of minor key guitar line lead. And, like, it's like, hey, man, you guys are, like, 15 years late and you're ripping off another band that's cooler than you from a different time. Like, and why did they put the Earth symbol and the heart and the... And like Venus or whatever Saturn is like emoji. The emoji signs for the names of their songs and an infinite symbol. And why did they spell beautiful wrong?
Oh,
and
like, the beautiful one's terrible.
What? But what? So, but they make all these decisions and it's like,
yeah,
like pitch shifted weird singing.
And they got Coca-Cola Jay-Z for Viva La Vida and Beyonce, Coca-Cola Beyonce for fucking the last one.
Dude, that Humankind song is, I don't even understand.
Oh my god.
Like,
that's why they understand. Call us
Are humankind. We from another planet? We're okay. From another planet, but they still call us Humankind?
Like, we're kind, planet, so that's why they call us Humankind.
But we are from another planet, but we're not from another planet, but we're not lost. We're just lost.
Oh, I know. We're only human, but from another planet. Still... They call us man, humankind. Those that's so deep, bro.
Oh, I don't like any of this. I don't like any of this. I didn't like it
it's,
at all.
It's not worse than 311. I man. Said it, and I shot.
I don't know.
It might be 311, though. To be honest. It They're might be 311.
Because at least 311 can do like a on the drums instead of just, you know, playing the same thing again and again. Like, at least 311 can throw a fucking tasty riff out there, sort of, even if it's lame. Like, these guys got nothing. Nothing. This is Ed Sheeran fucking
super vanilla
doing a guest spot with Bruno Mars on the fucking Super Bowl. Like, fuck this. I'll give it 311, but
yeah, I think I'll sit there too, actually.
I'll give it 311, because at first it was like just passable. It was like whatever, but after a while I just
but as you shit. When you re-listen to it as a whole, it makes me angry. Like, this is where you started, and that's where you end, and it's just still not very good throughout the whole thing. So
the whole fucking time, that's just...
We were all yellow, man. Don't worry.
Fucking God, I have a better chance of drowning in a kiddie pool than this shit, you know? That's how deep it is. I fucking can't. I can't. We'll give it 311. It is 311. It's generic fucking radio music. That is 311, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not the worst
thing. I think
thing.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Because 311's like...
It additionally...
A D minus, you know what I mean? In our scale. It's like...
Yeah.
Oh, just a D.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much D. You're almost failing. But not quite.
If the cuts from the early 311, if the 311 that I would consider like songs that are like palatable in the same way that like the first two or three albums have some tracks like that from Coldplay, if either one of those come on in the background, I'm like, ah, okay. You know what I mean? But like, I'm not upset, right? If I hear some of these, like if Down shows up, I'm like, okay, fine. Now maybe not The Scientist, but like if, you know, Yellow shows up. I mean, maybe not Yellow. That's the only one I don't want to ever hear again. I don't need to hear that ever again. But like,
You will.
The
you
one will. About God. If that one showed up, I'll be like, okay, fine. You know, like this has got a dead ass radio headline. But like, you know, later stuff, it's like just so unpalatable. I would be upset if it came on. You know, I'd be like, no,
Justin no, Bieber shit.
I'm leaving this bar.
Ugh. I'm not listening to Justin Bieber. Coldplay.
J. Biebs.
I'd rather listen J-B-B's. To Justin Bieber. Would rather listen to Justin Bieber than
He's
late
got some songs
Coldplay.
That slap.
Oh, yeah. I will say, I will agree. Like, even there's some shit that I was like, okay, that was Justin Bieber. That's not terrible. Still better than
they need to stop
late Coldplay.
They need to not be making the same song over and over again. That's the that's I think
they need
to
not be making music more.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. You know,
did
what?
You guys watch that YouTube I put up of the Game of Thrones musical?
Oh no,
that was embarrassing. That shit was embarrassing.
So funny, dude.
I can't keep going on with this. My computer's fucking up.
That's all right.
I'm disappointed. We got to where we were. We're calling it 311. It is 311. It's not worse than 311. It's not better than 311. It's Coldplay. It is the most 11. Generic vanilla fucking cake that you've ever gotten for 99 cents out of a vending machine. It is. Just it's filler. It's barely even a part of life. And they've got more fans than we do. Next week we're gonna cover the month of February.
February.
On this podcast.
Yeehaw.
And until then, I don't know. This just got really depressing for me. We're going to, this is, why is the computer always fucking up, huh? What is this? Yeah, I got most of the episode.
Why, Peter? Recorded,
but
why, it is a Peter?
Are we, fuck. Are we done? Am I export? Export.
I'm not export, yeah, but I mean, you can export. I didn't toot. I was going to say, you know, everybody should go check out the websites where we got the tier list up
there.
Oh,
yeah.
Fucking, there's all kinds of stuff coming out soon from Pig Crack Records and Trash Pit City. That's the company that we published through. And then I was going to say toot toot. And you were going to say export.
Okay. Export.
Okay. Yeah, that works. Toot toot.
Export.
Fuck you.